Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the Shift Talking. Hello and welcome back. I am so excited that you're here with me. We are officially on episode 5. We have been able to go over an overall introduction to Shift. We have gone into self-awareness. We've understood what all of that means, our sense of self, our self-concept. We've gone into healing from the bullshit and knowing what that looks like and how to get through it. We've innovated our communication in the way that we really work to engage and connect with the people around us. And now we are at fortitude. So this whole episode is going to be around fortitude, mainly with regard to change. So we want to be able to recognize when we are doing hard things. We want to be able to understand exactly what that looks like. And that way we can know that we are going to persevere no matter fucking what. That is the point of this entire section. It is such a pivotal thing because it's one thing to know who we are and another thing to heal and another thing to change the way that we do things. But if we are going to quit when things get tough, if we are going to stop doing the work when it feels like the work is stacked up against us, then the other things, of course, still matter, but they won't be able to get us as far as we would like for them to go. We won't be able to get ourselves as far as we would like to go because we are going to be stuck, staying stuck because I'm too afraid to keep going. This section is just as pivotal as all of the other ones. They all stack and build off of the other. So first we're going to go into an overall explanation of fortitude, and then we can go into some techniques for building it, and then of course, you know, chat about how to get there along the way. So fortitude is the development of courage and or resilience in the face of adversity. It's often described as mental fortitude and or mental strength. It enables resilience in difficult situations, allows us to withstand challenges and circumstances without drawing in them or acting out in ways that we regret. Instead of reacting impulsively to provocation or adversity, we can maintain composure and respond intentionally. Anger management and behavioral change in its entirety often require us to make significant changes in our thoughts, behaviors, and reactions. Fortitude empowers us to persevere through the discomfort and setbacks that naturally come along with the process. This is a package deal, guys. Like, we can't push through anything if there's not discomfort, if there's nothing to actually push through. Doing courageous acts requires fear first. Otherwise, you're just doing your normal thing and it's not courageous at all. So ultimately, this can lead us to greater success in managing our anger and our emotions effectively. It gives us the courage to explore our emotions deeply, even when they're painful or uncomfortable, and generate greater self-awareness and insight. Navigating complex interpersonal dynamics and effectively communicating with others can only be done well when we've developed fortitude. We can handle conflicts, setbacks, and misunderstandings. We can foster empathy, understanding, and connection. Personal development work demands stepping outside of our comfort zone and embracing that change. Fortitude empowers us to confront our fears, take risks, and pursue our goals toward growth, even through uncertainty and the, of course, inevitable obstacles that will stand in our way. As I've said previously, and you will hear me say repeatedly on this podcast, failure is inevitable. And when we're doing this work, we shouldn't shy away from it and instead actively seek it out. Fortitude allows for us to bounce back from these setbacks with determination and resilience. We get to view these as opportunities for learning and knowing what not to do next time. We place a lot of emphasis in knowing what to do, what's the right move, what's the best step, what's the next path I should take. But we don't place a lot of emphasis in the fact that we only know these things after we've already figured out where not to go. Per usual, I want to share some research findings. Bonanno, in 2004, explored how resilience allows individuals to maintain psychological health in the face of adversity. This form of fortitude supports behavior change by helping individuals persevere through challenges and setbacks. It's a no-shit statement, and they found it clinically. There are certain cognitive behavioral techniques that are effective for building mental strength. A review by Hoffman and his team in 2012, his or her team, in 2012, highlights that cognitive behavioral therapy helps individuals develop coping strategies, challenge negative thought patterns, and foster a more resilient mindset. These skills directly contribute to building fortitude and making intentional responses to challenges. Right? So everything that we've covered thus far, it's developing new and different ways of coping. That's our innovation. We're challenging negative thought patterns, which is going to be our sense of self-awareness within them and healing through them, and fostering a resilient mindset. That's, of course, all of the previous three combined. And this one gets to add into there because fortitude is almost always used synonymously with some level of resilience. Mindfulness practices are shown to enhance intentional responses, which this fortitude allows for us to get to, right? It's not just, again, pushing through. It's about shifting the way that we navigate these things. It's about having the willingness to try new and different things over and over and over again, which is through that innovation when we innovate and when we are kind of developing new and different ways to do things, we need the fortitude so that then I have more room to innovate more. Every single one of these aspects within the SHIFT programming and the entire SHIFT foundational model, they all intertwine and they all work together. It's not entirely linear. Mindfulness-based stress reduction improves individuals' ability to respond to stressors intentionally rather than reactively, right? This intentionality is crucial for sustaining behavior change and managing emotions effectively. I'm not telling you anything that I either haven't already said or you didn't know previously. And it's really nice to hear these things repeated so that they really stick. Fortitude also has to do with psychological flexibility. So acceptance and commitment therapy, these emphasize that same set type of flexibility essential for embracing change. It helps us to accept difficult emotions and commit to value-driven actions that can then promote behavior change and adaptation to new circumstances, right? Commit to value-driven actions. The choices you are making now, are they providing you value? Are we trading short-term comfort for long-term dysfunction? And if you recognize that that's at all a yes or a oh shit internally, then this just tells us that we aren't going with value-driven actions. We aren't being driven and motivated by things that will enhance my experience. And we need the fortitude, one, to recognize and two, to keep going so that we can recommit time and time again to value-driven actions. We need to be able to develop fortitude through grit. Grit is defined as perseverance and passion for long-term goals, and it's a key aspect of fortitude. Duckworth in 2007 found that individuals with higher level of grit are more likely to achieve success and maintain behavior change over time. Right? It's about sustained effort and resilience, adaptability. The motivation to do this work is going to be deeply fleeting, but our determination and our commitment to it is what's going to build that fortitude and enhance our capability to see them through, to come back even when we've lost our way a little bit. So within the coaching space and, you know, the entire social media sphere that we're in right now, we're hearing a lot about how mindset can change everything for us. And what we do know is that a growth mindset, basically the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed, is essential for embracing change and developing fortitude, right? Of course. We have to have the mindset that we can do this. We have to believe that we can evolve and grow over time, otherwise we won't, right? And if you are trying to just mindset your way through these things without actually doing the work, you are going to suffer. a lot of the things that we will cover in here are going to be extremely simple and not easy to achieve. And that's the point, right? I wish it were simpler. I wish it were easier for all of us. And what's easy is staying the same. What's easy is doing the same shit you've been doing that hasn't gotten you where you want to go. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here listening to me chat, listening to me go on and on, if there wasn't something within you that said, I need better. I need different. I need evolution. I need to get out of this survival mode and into something that actually resembles living, if not thriving. So the mindset is not all that there is. It sounds really simple, and it is, but it's not easy. And sometimes the more we try to just shift our mindset without doing healing, the worse it will be, because you won't get past these. Everything will become glorified band-aids and you are going to gas out. So be honest with yourself. If you're working on shifting this mindset and you just kind of fall into these traps time and time again, it just means that you have deeper work to do. We cannot build fortitude without self-compassion. We have to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, especially during times of difficulty. Self-compassion practices can enhance resilience, reduce self-criticism, and promote emotional well-being, all of which are critical for building mental strength and supporting lasting behavior change. So as we're talking about fortitude and building it, right, and developing it through change and all of this, what we really have to recognize and place a lot of emphasis on is that this is going to be the things that happen behind the scenes. Fortitude isn't built in the same way that we build muscle and target certain muscle groups. Fortitude is something that will kind of come as we do it, when we do it before we're ready. As we work through the previous acronyms in our shift, as we work through all of these things within us, we develop this slowly, incrementally over time. We build that endurance to keep things going, to keep ourselves going, even after tremendous amounts of self-doubt, even after stopping and starting many times over, even after fucking up so many more times than we ever expected to need to. Fortitude is what is going to allow for us to keep moving forward, but fortitude can't do that unless we do all of the work that it requires to build it. Everything is going to come down to believing in yourself and understanding yourself and knowing why you behave in the way that you do. Not rooted in criticism or judgment, but rooted in curiosity. Aren't you curious? Don't you wonder why you are the way that you are? Or when you ask yourself, are you just so full of self-hatred that it's an accusation, not a question? We can't build fortitude that way, guys. It's quite literally going to get us nowhere. And if it gets us anywhere, it's just deeper down and not where we want to be. This entire process is about facing adversity head on and coming out stronger on the other side. That's the goal, right? So instead of seeing obstacles as insurmountable, see them as chances to develop new skills and insights. Embrace the idea that you can and will improve and evolve through effort and perseverance. Recognize your struggles, offer yourself understanding, and treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a friend. It's about being your own support system first and foremost, and then allowing other people in. So to start, we journal, right? We document your challenges and how you've overcome them. Reflect on what you've learned from each experience and how it made you stronger. And even if you don't write it down pen to paper, just acknowledge this. Recognize not only what you've done wrong or poorly, because of course I know you're living in that shit. And if you're gonna do that, also put some energy into what you're doing well. Place some emphasis on anything that you are doing better now than you did before. In any way. We hear a lot about affirmations and they are these like foofy statements, right? And the reason why a lot of people kind of shy away from them is because they do come off as overtly foofy. They seem so deeply just drowned in toxic positivity and impractical statements about ourselves. And you don't have to go so far. We just need to create a small list of affirmations that reinforce a growth mindset. And we repeat these affirmations daily. Imagine how many positive to positive neutral things you would have to say about yourself to offset all of the shit that you've talked to yourself over the years. It's a massive amount, right? So we can come up with a list, a handful of decent things to say about ourselves, and we can say those once a day. Hopefully more, but once a day to start. And we can start kind of working toward shifting that ratio over. It is through fortitude that we are able to respond more intentionally, not live within our reactions and impulsivity, and instead just move through more thoughtfully. We have to try new emotion regulation techniques, breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, visualization techniques. All of these tools can help you stay calm and composed even in stressful situations. Breath work, 10 minutes a day, is going to allow for us to observe our thoughts without judgment, allow for us to hold space and stop moving so quickly. You're likely living within this sense of urgency that is crippling your ability to stay present. And without some level of these emotional regulation techniques, this mindfulness, this meditation, this breath work, without actively practicing it, 10 minutes a day, nothing crazy, we are going to stay in that constant go, go, go mode. And there's no room for rest in that mode, in your body or your mind. I want you to start reflecting on situations that triggered strong emotions in you. Recognize how you responded or reacted in the moment, and come up with different ways that you could have done different. Something that could have been more constructive than destructive. We place a lot of emphasis in just what not to do. And of course, that's important to some degree, as long as we are also providing ourselves and the people around us guidance in what to do instead, what to actually do. Not just let it go, don't get mad, but instead, okay, when you get mad, what are you going to do? We're so focused in like this hyper control that we don't actually know how to control, how to regulate it. So once we are able to recognize what to do instead, where instead of, okay, don't lose your shit, don't get mad, don't get angry, don't throw shit, don't say mean things, don't name call. It's instead, listen to your body, recognize when your body's overwhelmed. Is your heart racing? Are your palms sweaty? Can you feel your heartbeat in your ears, in your face, in your temples? There's your sign. So then what I will do is listen to my body, recognize when I'm feeling overwhelmed, and acknowledge that I need some time to take a break. And then come back. And we repeat. We have to do so much of this work constantly so that then we can build this fortitude, this willingness, this ability, this capability, this demand that we keep fucking going. And the only way to do this is to step outside your comfort zone, to actively seek experiences and actions within your experience that goes outside of what you know thus far. Growth only exists outside of your norm. And so you need to challenge yourself to take risks and try new things. Embrace the discomfort that comes with change and view it as a sign of growth. So let's do a little challenge. Identify an area where you feel comfortable but stagnant, and set a goal to step outside of that comfort zone in that area and just document what it was like. So let's say for social interactions, right? You feel comfortable with a certain group of people, and when you go to a party or a get-together, a cookout, whatever it is, you go and you tend to talk to the same group of people. That's comfortable. But you're stagnant in meeting new people and enhancing your social skills and being able to develop those. So the next time you are at a social event, step outside and talk to one new person. Small talk, doesn't matter, just something. And document what that was like. Acknowledge what that experience was like for you. What have you done previously that you have adapted? Where have you seen yourself do this well? What were the qualities within that experience? And how can you replicate that now and in moving forward? What did you learn from being able to do that? What have you learned from setbacks that you've experienced? How can you take that knowledge and move it forward? How can you redevelop that knowledge into a new goal and take action on it? And believe in yourself and believe in your ability to keep going. Fortitude is about responding intentionally rather than reacting impulsively and embracing change as an opportunity for growth. We face adversity with courage and resilience, and by developing these skills, you'll be better equipped to handle life's challenges and create a more resilient and empowered version of yourself. And please remember, fortitude is not about never failing. It's about getting up every time you do and keeping it going, pushing forward, and let's do that together. Remember, this is your empowerment, one shift at a time. I'll see you in our next one where we go into the overall transformation, and stay steady until then.